This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 19th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a pleasant evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is experiencing a calm night, while Jerusalem enjoys a slightly cooler breeze. The southern regions are warm and inviting, perfect for a relaxing evening outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Gaza attacks. A terrorist who infiltrated Israel on October 7th and a group of Hamas operatives eliminated. The Palestinian Interior Ministry in Gaza announced deaths and injuries in Israeli strikes. The IDF says a platoon commander in Hamas's military wing was targeted. This comes from Ynet earlier this hour. Also, Arab media reports that 9 people were killed in IDF strikes on a police station in Gaza City. This news was reported by Walla just under an hour ago. Also this hour, the IDF investigates 5 incidents where civilians were killed during the Gaza war. Here's what it found, reported by I-24 News earlier today. Separately, the IDF has resumed hunting the October 7th terrorists. Sources claim the political echelon blocked actions after Netanyahu's return from the U.S., but now the military has received approval. This is according to Mariv, reported earlier this hour. And finally, in political news, 3 Jewish Democratic House members from Florida emerged victorious from their party primaries. This follows a redistricting shakeup, reported by Forward earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Oren Barsky, an Israeli commentator, posted 4 hours ago that Israel is going to be okay. He expressed concern about the motives behind the anti-Israel campaign, suggesting it's to Islamize the West. Yaron Samid, an Israeli-American commentator, posted earlier today that the Gaza genocide narrative might be the biggest lie of the 21st century. Eitan Fishberger, a geopolitical analyst, posted 4 hours ago about Turkey's intentions with Washington. He noted Turkey is seeking sanctions relief and fighter jets while building relationships with key players in the U.S. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza, Ynet reports that an Israeli strike targeted a Hamas military leader and others involved in the October 7th infiltration. The Palestinian Interior Ministry confirmed casualties, while the IDF emphasized the operation's legitimacy. This strike marks a continued emphasis on dismantling Hamas's military infrastructure. For civilians in the region, the strikes signify ongoing tension and instability. Turning to the police station strike in Gaza City, Walla reports 9 fatalities as a result of IDF airstrikes. Arab media sources provide these figures, highlighting the impact on Gaza's internal security. This attack comes on the heels of the earlier operation targeting Hamas operatives, indicating an intensified Israeli military campaign. For residents, this means heightened fear and uncertainty. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports on the IDF's internal investigations into civilian deaths during the Gaza conflict. The findings aim to address international concerns and maintain operational transparency. As the IDF continues its operations, these reports may influence both military tactics and public perception. Separately, Mariv highlights the renewed IDF efforts against the October 7th terrorists. Following political hesitations, the military now has the green light to act. This decision reflects Israel's strategic intent to eliminate threats and restore security. For the Israeli public, it underscores the ongoing threat and the government's response. Finally, on the political front, Forward reports on the Florida Democratic primaries. 3 Jewish Democrats navigated a complex redistricting landscape to secure their positions. This outcome indicates the adaptability and resilience of these politicians amid shifting political terrains. For the Jewish community in Florida, it signifies continued representation and influence. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports a luxury deal in Tel Aviv. A penthouse in the Sozo project near Yarkon Park was sold for nearly 25 million shekels. This transaction highlights the ongoing demand for high-end real estate in prime locations. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses the financial burden of back-to-school expenses. Families face costs running into hundreds of shekels for supplies. However, consumer clubs offer benefits and discounts to alleviate this seasonal financial strain. And finally, Kitech reports on Israel's financial challenges. The airline's first half losses have nearly doubled to $35.5 million. This increase is attributed to war impacts and investments in expanding its New York route. For as rare, this presents both a financial hurdle and an opportunity for growth. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.